First and foremost, I want everybody to take a deep breath and relax, okay?
I feel like my eyes sticking to one side of my brain and shit. You know what I mean?
Go to bed, man.
Okay, my name is Taylor Dunn. Y'all keep it going.
You are now listening to the Mac Daddy Seminar, motherfucker.
What's cracking, pimps? What's going on? And welcome to episode 39 of the Mac Daddy Seminar. As always, I'm your host, Taylor Dunn. And, you know, let's just go ahead and clear the air. I've been on a bit of a hiatus. I haven't been posting many episodes lately. The last one I did, I was still doing the Wetumpka Quarantine High School Reunion. And that was with Cameron Bickley. Once again, big thanks to him for, sitting down with me and talking and catching up and whatnot. But after that, I'll just be honest. I really didn't have anybody else to really interview. Stuff in Alabama started opening back up. And I knew people would lose interest in it because, you know, you can go back outside of your house again. And I personally just decided to kind of give myself, you know, a little bit of a break. I was really pushing hard. As soon as this quarantine started, I was like, you know, this is a perfect opportunity for me to be creative. This is, you know, time for me to write, time for me to post podcasts and whatnot. And it just kind of got overwhelming to the point to where, you know, with everything that was going on with this whole virus and everything locked down, that I started to get a little depressed. I kind of felt trapped. I wasn't really, you know, sticking to my routine with my exercise and, you know, eating right. I was just kind of being a slob for a couple of days, and that inadvertently, you know, messed with my mental state. And, you know, so I took a couple of weeks off. I kind of took a breather, you know, just, you know, hung out with my family. We got a lot of work done around the house. And when I say we, I mean my wife, because she's the only one good at anything when it comes to dealing with tools. I don't do tools, okay? I'm not what some people would call a man's man, okay? And I have no problem admitting that. But my wife will go outside and, you know, like we put a new patio covering, like with lights and shit. I'll put a picture of it up. And if you're watching the video podcast, but yeah, man, that was all her idea. I just held stuff in place and paid for everything. But that's fine because I really like it. I think it looks really good. You know, it's super fancy. And, you know, we love hanging out there. We've used it like 4 times now. We've gone out there, had a fire, roasted marshmallows. And not just that, you know, like we got a new entertainment center. You know, we really have just been sprucing up the house. And I've just, you know, given everything that's going on right now, I've been, you know, just letting her kind of run wild with it because, you know, it's good to get your mind off of the negativity in the world. And, you know, of course, this is meant to be a comedy podcast. However, given the recent circumstances surrounding the extremely unfortunate death of George Floyd, first of all, everyone has the right to be outraged about what happened. Okay? We're not talking about looting. We're not talking about rioting yet. We're just talking about if you're on the fence on whether or not you feel like you should be mad about what happened, you should. Everyone this is not normal. This isn't something that should be happening in 2020. I was telling my wife the other day, when I was in elementary school or middle school, and I was learning, you know, about U.S. history and the civil rights movement, if you had told me, hey, you're 12 now, in 14 years, when you're 26 years old and you have a four-year-old daughter, this stuff that happened in 1965 will still be happening. And I would have been like, there's no way. And it's happening all over. People are tired of this shit, man. I mean, it's just, it's absolutely ridiculous. If you're finding yourself asking, like, well, why do they got to do this and why do they got to do that? There, look, there's things we can agree on and we can disagree on, okay? No one should be stealing out of stores. That's not going to get the message across. But what should they do? What should anybody do? And it, don't make this into, you know, a black versus white thing, because it's not. If you're watching any of these protests, there's people from all races out, because this is more than just, you know, about a white cop killed a black guy. This is about human rights, this entire thing. And this was just the tipping point, because there was no need for that man to die like that. That was ridiculous. So we, you know, we live on the island of Coronado, right? And it's not touching the mainland of San Diego. And, you know, we were watching the news through most of the day, because I was seeing, you know, people that I knew on Facebook, they were saying that they were going to protest. And I feel like everybody has a right to protest. There's, I mean, that's in the Constitution of the United States. You can gather and, you know, voice your opinions, and everything like that is fine. I don't stand on either side of this thing. Let me just make that clear, okay? I don't have a political affiliation. I don't have, you know, I think this is what should happen. I don't think this should happen. The only thing I truly know should not have happened is that guy should not have been killed by those police. That's the only thing that I can be certain with you about. Other than that, this is just me giving you my account of what I saw last night. And so, yeah, we're watching the news, and most of the protests that were happening during the day were, you know, civil. You know, a couple of people got kind of rowdy, and, you know, they did use tear gas and stuff, and they all kept saying, like, when night comes, it's going to get wild. So, you know, we were pretty nervous, and for the remainder of the evening, you know, we stayed watching the news, and they shut the bridge down to get to the island that we live on. And when that happened, we were like, you know, I mean, because we've never seen anything like this before, you know? It's just, it's scary. And we sat around till about dark, and of course, that's when it got bad. And there was a guy in the area who was Facebook Live recording the entire thing. He was out with the protesters, and he didn't do any looting himself. He didn't attack anybody. He didn't set anything on fire. He just recorded. And that was more informative of what was happening than the news. I get they can only have so many people out doing so much, but this guy was right with the protesters, showing us exactly what was going on. He wasn't showing himself. And we watched that for about 2 hours, just tracking the movement of, you know, the protesters, what was going on. And to be honest with you, it wasn't as bad as it could have been. A lot of businesses got broken into. A lot of places got looted. Nothing was set on fire. No cars were overturned. Nobody was seriously injured. The only injuries just came from like minor injuries, like from pepper shot from the police or, you know, somebody getting hit with a tear gas can or something like that. But compared to what I'm seeing on the news out of like California or not Cal, out of Los Angeles, you know, it actually did not seem as bad. So that's good. And a big deterrent of that, and if you're one of these people, I just want to say thank you, is there are protesters who are protesting for the exact same reason. They're out there, you know, trying to, you know, let their voices be heard about everything that's going on right now. And they're stopping people from looting, from defacing public property. They're out there stopping people. I was watching this guy's live and watched people who broke the window to a Rite Aid, and several people jumped in and like pushed them away. Like, don't do this. This is not what we're here to do. And, you know, my hat is off to those people, because I can only imagine staring at an angry mob of people and being like, no, don't break in here. This is not what we're here to do. And that's what I keep hearing is, you know, there's no need to be violent. What I hope everybody takes away from this is 90%, 90 to 95% of the people that are going out to protest are protesting peacefully. The news is not showing you peaceful protests. They don't, that's not what gets people to watch. The news feeds off of fear. So they're going to show shit burning. They're going to show people getting attacked. They're going to show, that's what the news does. They're showing you all the negativity because that's the stuff that people watch. Because how does it apply to them? I hope some real changes are made to the way policing is done in this country. I mean, I've had it happen to me personally, not me specifically, but I had a friend that was shot and killed by the police. Unarmed, completely unjustified murder. That type of stuff shouldn't happen. I it's almost like I'm compelled to say that type of stuff happens, and it shouldn't. What generation will this not be a thing anymore? It's not just about racism. This is about police killing human beings for no reason. That's why, don't make this out like, oh, this is Black Lives Matter and it's just African Americans who are out protesting, because that's not the case. I'm seeing a bunch of white people breaking into stores, setting shit on fire, beating people up. I'm seeing a lot of that. So don't make it out like, oh, this is just black people. I'm from the South and I know people are saying that. And that's not the case. People are angry. People are upset. Doesn't mean what is happening is right. But at the same time, what is right? People have tried peacefully protesting for years. It doesn't seem like anything was ever accomplished. But burning down half the city is not going to do it. It's going to make things worse. They're finally letting us go outside again after this entire virus. I went out to eat like a week ago. I actually sat down in a restaurant. And now we're under a curfew here in San Diego. People are scared to death. But whether you're a police officer, whether you are a protester, all I hope is that you just stay safe. You know? Think about this logically. Don't put yourself in a situation where you could be killed easily. Like people standing on the freeway. If racism is a problem, think about it, you know? If it should go without saying, but like you would think that just don't go stand in the road, okay? I don't want my words to get twisted around and it sound like I'm saying something that I'm obviously not. Just, if you protest on the road, don't throw shit at people's cars. Don't pull people out of their cars. You're going to cause somebody to panic, and then a lot of people are going to get ran over. And it's going to be pandemonium. If I'm in my car and I see protesters ahead, I'm going to stop. But if they start breaking my windows or trying to pull me or my family out of my car, it's full speed ahead. And hopefully I don't hit anyone. I really hope. I just want to get my family out of there safely. That's all I care about. I've taken a big break from Facebook until these riots started happening because I want to stay updated on what's happening in my area. And all I'm seeing is just this huge racial argument, debate from everybody. And it ain't helping nothing. They finally opened up one comedy club here in San Diego. One. You can go in there, you got to wear a mask, and you got to wait your turn. But when you get to go up on stage, you get to get up and do stand-up. I was about to go next week, and I'm not going to go because I'm afraid I'm going to get stuck down there during a protest. It's crazy, crazy times we're living in, man. I mean, this shit is wild. I don't think it'll last that long. As far as the protesting and rioting goes, because I don't think people really have, they don't really want to hurt anybody. They don't want to deface property. They don't want, you know, people are upset, people are angry, but most people are not out here trying to cause problems. The people that are looting and burning stuff to the ground, they're just people that want to break the law. It's not hard. It's not hard to understand. Don't go blaming this on the protesters. It's just like how everybody says, well, you know, there's a couple of bad apples in the police department and they spoil the whole bunch. That's true. I 100% agree. It's the same thing with protesters. If you have 100 people peacefully protesting and one guy throws a Molotov cocktail through the window of a building and that building sets on fire, you know what the news is going to say? Protesters started a fire today in the downtown area. That's exactly what's going to happen. And they're arresting people now. Last night, that live that I was watching, that dude got arrested. We watched the entire thing. He was released. He didn't get hurt, but I mean, they got a curfew in effect. You cannot leave your house unless you were going directly to work, or if you it's an emergency and you got to go to the hospital. But that's the only way you can not be. That's the only way you can leave your house during that curfew. I don't know if they're going to put one in effect today. As far as I know, there's not a protest happening right now. There were two over the weekend. The ones during the day were 99.999% peaceful. They took a knee. They sat in solidarity for 9 minutes in remembrance of George Floyd. And it's just when nightfall came, everybody went. Not everybody. Most people went home. I don't know, man. It's just a crazy time we live in. But, you know, enough about that. I've spent 22 minutes talking about that. But, yeah, I just hope everybody stays safe. And I hope we can come to some sort of just some sort of peace on every side, you know? But sorry to get political. Once again, I have no political affiliation. I'm just me, you know? I just don't want to see innocent people put out of work. You know, their businesses getting broken into, people getting beat up, any race, doesn't matter. I just want to see people, you know, of course, have their voices heard, you know, but it's just tough, man. Y'all can tell this shit is stressing me out, but we'll make it through it. We just stayed locked in the house for 2 months during this whole coronavirus shit. And I love how now ain't nobody hardly talking about that shit anymore. That's another thing. I knew this was going to happen. I said as soon as this shit started, like, just wait. We're going to be in lockdown for a little while and everybody's going to be cool. And then something terrible is going to happen. And when it does, ain't nobody going to give a fuck about social distancing. And that's exactly what happened. I was like, and it's because you can, it's just like these things are on a Rolodex. Like, oh, what's next? Is it a mass shooting? Is it a, you know, police brutality thing? It's like every couple of months, one of these same instances happening. It's a mass shooting. It's some big argument about, you know, gender rights. And all of this shit is facilitated through social media. That's why I'm slowly starting to creep off of it. Every time I say I'm going to get off of that shit, something will get me back on it. It's an addiction. But I know I seem kind of stressed out now, but I'm doing a lot better. You know, I've just been, you know, I've gotten back into a routine of working out, writing, eating healthier. Like this morning, I made a smoothie for myself, and that shit was delicious. I'm going to start doing that every day because, you know me, I be eating eggs with cheese and toast, and, you know, I try to eat a big, hearty lumberjack breakfast in the morning, and just can't do that, man. I got to look out for my health. So I'm just going to drink a big ass smoothie every morning, and that's going to be my breakfast. Today, that's my breakfast and my lunch, just fruit and water, like Gucci Man. Remember when he got out of jail and he was like, they were like, what do you want for lunch? And he's like, fruits, berries, and some water. Keep it very light. That's how I'm trying to be. Talk about an inspirational motherfucker, man. Because I've been following Gucci for years. I mean, years. And to see him, you know, how wild he used to be, overweight, didn't take good care of himself. He went to jail. He came back. He looked like a whole different person. People were talking about he was a clone. Now he's all healthy. I mean, this was years ago when all that came out, but still. I just want everybody to get back to some sort of normal. Not hating each other. You know, that's the main thing. Let's stop hating each other. So much hate and negativity. I'm telling you, a lot of that shit is facilitated by social media. And I know some of you probably saying, well, Taylor, you posted this on social media. Like, well, obviously it doesn't, it's not all bad. How would I put out any content? Am I going to go stand in the street and with a microphone? No. But as far as just getting into that mindless trap where you just constantly are scrolling and watching and seeing what happens and all that, like, there's no need for it. I'm telling you, take a break from that shit. Another thing, I haven't started listening to it yet, but I listened, I bought Kevin Hart's audiobook called The Decision, and I'm super excited about it because I listened to him and Joe Rogan's podcast earlier in the week, and it was just so motivating and inspiring listening to the way that he thinks about stuff. And he was all there promoting this new audiobook, and I was like, oh, I got to give this thing a try. So I bought it. I haven't actually started listening to it yet because I really want to pay attention to it. Like, if it was a regular book, I think I would have liked it better because I could, you know, stop exactly where I wanted to stop and I could go back and reread things. I mean, I guess I could listen to it again, but I don't know. I just, you know, anything to help you improve as a person, I feel like is good. That's what I'm all about, is self-improvement. So, well, I say that's what I'm all about. That's what I'm trying to be more about. Just be a better person. Being physically fit, right mental space, productive, you know, because that's when I'm at my best. You know, that's when I'm the funniest. That's when I do the best stand-up. That's when I write the best jokes. I have the most fun with my family. And, you know, that type of stuff is hard to stick with the older you get, I feel like, at least in your mid-20s or so. But, hey, man, that's pretty much it. I know this wasn't, you know, the goofiest podcast, especially coming back from a break, but, you know, it's just not a real, it's not a time right now to be wild and goofy and saying outlandish shit. Like, we're kind of, we're in a spot where we need to, you know, just kind of come together. So, with that being said, I appreciate you guys listening, and I will see you guys next week.